Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Well, Jake Swords, Nick Sane with you live from Las Vegas ahead of the Las Vegas Bowl here. Just, let's see, just quick math here, Nick. Is that 7 hours away from kickoff? Just under 7 hours? You're muted there, Nick. Can't hear you.
Let's try that again. A little bit under 7 hours if in my calculation. 6:30 to 12:30 is 6 hours there. But
thank you.
No, I'm curious. I was listening to the open of the show.
Yeah.
You and I are here in our hotel rooms doing the show. Is there any reason specifically Steve Sipple is not making himself available to do a segment or two of the show from his hotel room?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. As you know, Sip is very difficult to get a hold of when he is not in the studio. When he is there, he is there. When he is not there, it's a hit or miss, especially at 4 a.m., probably more likely a miss than a hit. So that's why Sip has not chimed in. He's always welcome to join in. And, you know, Bill was with us the last 2 days, so I gave him the chance to be off today. I'm glad he's taking that.
Yes.
He is listening. He chimed in for the song of the day. But that's why you have not heard from Sip at all. And we will see him for the pregame show, and we'll see him also Friday for the show back in studio for when we're all back to normal on Friday. So there you go.
I just feel like it'd probably be good for us if Sip was participating in this as well. I'm sure at some point in the very near future he's going to wake up. I don't know if Sip is an early riser or if he likes to sleep in when he doesn't have a show to do, that is. But you know, I think it'd be good to sit here and say, you know what, Sipple, we can't just keep using the card of you're older and you don't know how to work technology as reasons to not do a segment of radio.
Sure. And you are certainly on no sleep also. So you're fighting through it, Nick.
By choice.
Thanks again to our sponsors who are making this possible of our coverage from Vegas. Amigos Kings Classic, Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Blanker of PRG, Berkshire Hathaway, Ambassador Real Estate, and MWR Building and Fence. All right. So we've talked about, Nick, at length, you know, throughout the offseason, throughout the season for years now, is bowl momentum real? And I think now more than ever, when we talk about bowl games being, you know, what's the future of bowl games? Are we going to have bowl games beyond the playoff? How big is the playoff getting? And do teams like Notre Dame opt out of bowl games going forward? Who knows? And so I think 10 years ago, you could say that, you know, bowl games way more important to people. Teams didn't opt out. Bowl momentum meant something. But when you have teams willingly saying, we're not going to play in the bowl, like Notre Dame and others out there, Kansas State, Iowa State, because of coaching changes, does it make you ask the question about, hey, what does a win today really do if other teams are so inclined to not play, they don't want to play at all? Like how much could this win today actually inspire legitimate momentum for 2026 for Nebraska's case?
I don't know what it does in the locker room. I think for the fan base, it maybe makes it taste a little bit better than it possibly could or possibly should. You know, if you're able to kind of, Bill was saying this kind of yesterday and earlier this week, how, you know, 2 years down the road from this point, we're not going to sit there and go, well, look, maybe that win against Utah wasn't as important or wasn't as exciting, I guess, as it is, or respectable because they were out their top two tackles and some key players defensively and Kyle Whittingham left. No, you know what the conversation is going to be in a couple of years is, hey, Nebraska, remember when Nebraska beat a top 20 Utah team in a bowl game? And so I think from a fan based perspective, yeah, I think it is. There is some stuff that it can maybe allow the season to taste a little bit better as you go into the off season and a long off season. That's going to look a lot different. And be very, very busy over the course of the next couple of months. Now, from an internal standpoint, Jake, like I still, whatever happens today, I think you and I are both on the same page where we're going to look at this season in big picture form and go, yeah, there were some missed opportunities out there for Nebraska for sure.
Yeah, and I think for this game, Nick, if Nebraska were to lose, you have the same record as last year, 7-6. I mean, again, bowl game. Yeah, you made the bowl game. That's something to be, you know, that you achieve. But even in the years that we had seven straight years of no bowls, like the standard was still, hey, we want to be a playoff team. Like we didn't come to Nebraska. We don't fill that stadium up just to watch a team that's barely 6-6, 7-6. Like, so yes, even though this year was still probably like a C to C plus, maybe in terms of the grade of the season, that could get a pretty big shift up to the B range with the win over a ranked team that, yes, again, like you mentioned, new head coach, you know, guys out, whatever, there's opt-outs, we get that. But you're trying to put a bow on a season that needs a bow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have that win. You had chances to beat USC at home and you didn't win it. You had a chance to beat Michigan at home and you didn't do it. Your biggest win is either Cincinnati, which is a good win at Arrowhead, or Northwestern. That's it. Like, you don't have a marquee win. This would it be it to cap off a bowl season. Like, there's a lot in play if they win this game today to make you feel some validity of this season was some sort of progress.
I think I'm not in the minority here when I say this. The last couple of weeks of the season were really uncomfortable. The last couple of weeks of the regular season, that is. Like, I'm trying to think back to who they played prior to Iowa and trying to go in order there. But nonetheless, oh, it was like Penn State obviously was involved. UCLA was in there in some regard as well. But specifically the Penn State and Iowa game, those last like those 2 weeks and then the first week of the week after Iowa, that is, they were very uncomfortable. And sure, like Nebraska made some staff changes and that might be part of it. But I think we started to see and hear some Husker fans, maybe not doubt, but start to just question some things about this program going forward. I think that Husker fans, as astute and as smart and as knowledgeable as they are, can look at a product and go, okay, is this where it technically should be?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
In year three. And we kind of heard then Matt Rhule come out and defend and be like, well, look, the cupboards were kind of bare when I got here. Which is a completely different shift from what it was when he got here. We remember Nebraska fans loved the way that Matt Rhule said, hey, look, I don't care if I recruited these guys. I obviously wasn't their coach, but they're my guys. And that's what he said in day one. And now it was a complete shift. I think Husker fans are smart enough to pick up on that and kind of go, okay, we're not doubting that Matt Rhule is the guy for the job. We're just more hesitant to maybe be all in as we were back in August.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why, again, we talked about earlier in the show about momentum for next season and the portal and what guys come in. I mean, today, if you want a reason for optimism, if they can win a football game without Emmett Johnson playing, again, sitting out because he's going to the draft, great decision by Emmett Johnson to stay healthy and get ready for the combine and the draft. That'd be huge. We have said all year long, Nick, is there a number two running back in the team? Mekhi Nelson has not taken that role very well. Mosey has not either. So if they today can go into the offseason and say, listen, maybe these guys aren't our top backs next year, but we have something with them versus just having no idea what you have. And don't forget, no Rocco Spindler today for Nebraska at guard. You're missing him. And so Utah certainly has guys opting out and not playing too and have injuries as well. But there's so much to learn about guys. We have not even seen that much today that could, you know, is it legitimate momentum? I don't know, but it's something better than nothing if they, you know, if they actually have good games against Utah today.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think, you know, it's important for us to be, you know, putting things into perspective and remember things here to where we've been clamoring and shouting from the rooftops for Nebraska to find somebody that can carry the rock to the level that Emmett Johnson did this year, not only in the volume of carries, but also in the efficiency and in the statistical categories like yards, yards after contact, rushing touchdowns, things like that. And so we have to be careful not to back ourselves. Jake, I don't think you were doing this, but we have to be careful not to back ourselves into like a corner to where it's like, all right, now what is behind Emmett Johnson? Because I think I agree with you in that there's a lot of uncertainty around Mekhi Nelson and Isaiah Mosey, right? And in terms of what they can do maybe in the years going forward. But that's exactly where we were also at last year with Emmett Johnson. Hmm. And we have to remember that. So I kind of send this caution out to Husker fans. We can't have it both ways. We can't sit here before the season or even in the offseason and go, man, Nebraska just needs to find somebody that can get a guy that totes the rock 30 times a game and is able to be the dude. And then once Nebraska finds that, like they did this year, we can't go back and go, well, gosh dang, Nebraska doesn't have anybody behind them. They got to go find somebody to be an instant impact starter in the portal. We got to make sure that we kind of tiptoe that fine line there as just observers of this team. Because we can't have it both ways. It's just not possible.
I think that it's important, Nick, to point that out, that I was looking last night at Emmett Johnson. And Emmett Johnson, you know, went to the portal briefly last year, came back, and certainly had an incredible year. Before this season, Emmett Johnson had a total of three rushing touchdowns. That's it. Mm-hmm. He had two touchdowns rushing in 2023 and one last year. 598 was his most yards. Of course, he more than doubles that this year. So that's why you're saying, Nick, that there's, I mean, potentially you have that guy in your roster. We didn't see Emmett a ton the previous 2 years. Yeah, he had 117 carries in 2024 and 90 the year before versus 251 this year. But maybe if Nelson with some more reps can have a more success and Mosey possibly, you don't know if these guys on your roster can have that kind of elevation, but that's why it's this portal for 2 weeks is going to be chaos about how do you determine what you have and what you need and what you can get.
Yeah, you're right. And don't forget Emmett Johnson was the one. I mean, so you mentioned the statistics of Emmett Johnson before this season. He kind of broke out in the Pinstripe Bowl last year. He and Quentin Ives, right, along with Ramir Johnson, had themselves a pretty nice day in some crappy weather out in New York. Jake, you and I were both there, obviously, but you'll remember, I mean, that Emmett Johnson, I want to say he had close to 70 yards rushing, had a touchdown catch to his stat line last year in the bowl game.
I'm looking it up
as
right
well.
Now, Nick.
That was, yeah, confirm with that.
15 carries, 75 yards against Boston College. Mm-hmm. Four catches, 24 yards, and a touchdown receiving. He lost a fumble in that game too. But otherwise, you had a pretty good game.
Yeah, we sat there and said, okay, maybe this is a guy that can kind of burst onto the scene next year. We'll talk about this later in the show, and I know we're getting close to a break here in the next couple of minutes. But it's one of those things I think also of what I'm most intrigued by today is who is this year's Donovan Jones and Vincent Shavers.
Sure.
Who is this year's Emmett Johnson, right? Do we see, since this game today does not count towards redshirt numbers, do we see Willis McGahee for the first time really in a meaningful game setting? What does a guy like Justin Rett, who's going to be taking over for Deshaun Singleton as he's out following surgery, what does that look like in the secondary for Nebraska? There's a lot that, sure, if Nebraska wins this game, it's going to be great. But I'm more interested, I think, today in some individual performances more so than I am even in the team performance.
100%. You're right. I mean, Donovan Jones, did anybody know that name before the game last year? I remember we were at that game. Nick, I said, who's 37? Who is that guy? You're like, yeah. I think that's Donovan Jones. I'm like, I don't really know who he is. And criticize me all you want, Nebraska fans, if that's bad. I mean, we hadn't seen him play the whole year, very minimally. So that's why in that game he was very impressive. And, yeah, this is a chance for somebody to step up. You mentioned Justin Reds, the guy that's getting a lot of publicity in the last few weeks for this, and maybe he has a great game. But it would be fun if we were talking today at 4 o'clock Vegas time about, you know, obviously a Nebraska win, but, hey, how about this guy coming out of nowhere to have this kind of game? And that stuff happens in bowls all the time now. You look at all these different games with all the opt-outs. So we're having players across the country get their chance to shine and really impress. And why can't that be Nebraska? By the way, the Big Ten has only one loss in bowl play. That was by a miracle last night. USC was up against TCU in overtime. They had a 3rd-and-20, and TCU scored in a long play to the outside to win that game 30-27. Otherwise, if USC wins, the Big Ten would be 7-0 in bowl games, with Nebraska having a chance to make that 8-0. And another, obviously, Ohio State plays against Miami tonight. We'll get to that later on the show. But, there's a lot to play for. And conference pride is legitimate right now. The Big Ten is super proud of these bowl games, and they're proud nobody opted out. You know, Big 12, Iowa State, K-State, Notre Dame opts out. We're playing our games this conference, and we care. We're going to win. Mm-hmm. You and I watched Northwestern pound their bowl opponent to get to win their 5th or 6th straight bowl game. This matters. Minnesota, same thing. They want this postseason to matter. Is it actual momentum for them? I don't know. But they want to win these games badly, and they've won, I think, 7 bowl games in a row now, or something like that.
I was just going to say that PJ Fleck is 7-0 in bowl games in Michigan, and that just continues to shock and infuriate me. Now, it's not against the toughest opponent, right? They played Central Michigan this year, Northwestern, I believe, played Central Michigan. I can't remember who Minnesota played. Somebody similar to that might have even been Western Michigan, if I forgot who the first one was, or who Northwestern played. But either way, it is a conversation for Nebraska that, and when I said the earlier about the individual performances, I think it all then builds up to the team performance. You have a couple of guys that show out individually, then it's going to put the team in a better spot to maybe show some things of what we can expect next year in 2026. Because I do think offensively, especially, this thing's going to look a little bit different.
Yeah, 100%. When we come back, it is time for an edition of the final one of the year of Bills Trails. We'll do Jake's Take today, live from Las Vegas. More of Early Break next year on The Ticket.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.